This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. In the first hour, we talked to Chris Street, got the number five step, the fifth step, for the collapse of California's government, on which they're not going to have any money to play with. They're simply going to be starved to death. Anyway, New California is moving along. Absolutely. And we had a huge turnout last night on our public call. It's like every week it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So the numbers were large last night. I want to thank all those people who called from other parts of the United States. It's interesting, this call. We started out twice a month, and all of a sudden now it's every Sunday that we're doing this, having this public call. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to behold. So anyway, so visit our website. So we have two websites for New California, and this is soon to be blended into one and actually folded over and enveloped into one. Anyway, newcaliforniastate.com and ncs51.com. Those are the two websites you can go to. Donate, become a member, do all the things we would love to have you do and become part of the New California State movement. It doesn't matter if you're in New California. You can be, of course, in other states as well. You can even be in the, you can be in the old California as well and be a member. We do have members in the old California, by the way, that are working alongside us, New Californians, and happy to have them, by the way. But in the other 50 states, you can more than half, 49 states, excuse me. Well, no, 50, I guess. You know, New California is the 51st state. We've already declared our independence. Nobody else has done that, by the way. We've declared our independence, and we've read 95 grievances over 96 weeks, and guess what? It's resonating. This is a process of forming a new state. It's going to happen, by the way. It's not gonna. It is happening. What am I saying? You got to remember that. So anyway, we had Scott Adams on in the second hour, and we talked about some rather morbid issues involving the deep state and, of course, the coronavirus, which we're going to get into now because we're getting a lot more facts about the coronavirus, and I'm going to play for you a video. I don't like to do this, but it's a video very well done, I might add. And you can actually become a part of this and see this whole thing unfold for yourself on Agenda 21 Radio. First of all, let's start off with this little bit of news. The cure is here. French researcher posts successful COVID-19 drug trial. This is the news of the day. We first started talking about the cure, chloroquine, which is for a malaria. Some weeks ago, we got information about how this whole COVID-19 or the coronavirus was actually genetically modified as a bioweapon in Southern California in 1988. And well, if you know anything about viruses and how they get modified and so on, if you'd modify something, you actually have the plan as to how you can destroy it too. So you can actually get the end. It's just kind of simple reverse engineering genetically, because, you know, when you talk about viruses, you're talking about either RNA or DNA or combinations thereof in a virus that's going to twist around and screw up all the DNA inside your own individual cells. That's how it does it. These little viruses are pesky little things, you know. Anyway, but this substance called chloroquine has a huge success rate so far in some early clinical trials that were done in France, en français, en français, 100% treatment, cure, 100%. And our article starts, citizen journalist first reported on March 5th to Agenda 21 Radio, the cure for COVID-19 coronavirus was chloroquine, which is used mainly to prevent and treat malaria. These same citizens came forward with information that the virus known as COVID-19, that's its modern day term, by the way, this was genetically manufactured in a clandestine lab in Southern California, which will remain nameless. Now that we have a renowned research professor in France has reported successful results from a new treatment of COVID-19, with early results suggesting that it can stop the virus from being contagious in just 6 days. 6 days. Professor Dieter Raoult, that's his name, R-O-R-A-O-U-L-T, that's his last name, Dieter, it's his first name, from Infection Hospital Institute of University in Modernity, Infection in Marseille, published a video explaining the trials on Monday, March 16th. That was last week. And, of course, the president has been armed with this information about chloroquine for a long time. And now we've seen some of the results. Now, I've got a Dr. Oz video that came out this morning, and it's on Fox News. I was listening to it, and it was kind of interesting. So you get to listen to it, too, right now, right here. Here we go. If it plays like it's supposed to play, right? Without a commercial interruption, we'll probably get a commercial interruption. They aren't going to play it. Shocking. I'm shocked that that's the case. Anyway, the good doctor came on this morning and got everybody titillated. Now the video is saying from Fox News they're not going to play the video. Shocking. We'll get it from another source. Anyway, the Professor Raoult is an infectious disease specialist and head of the IU and at the Mediterranean Infection, who has been tasked by and consulted by the French government to research possible treatments of COVID-19. He said that the first COVID-19 patients he had treated with the drug chloroquine had seen a rapid and effective speeding up of their healing process and a sharp decrease in the amount of time they remained contagious. Chloroquine, which is normally used mainly to prevent and treat malaria, was administered via the named drug Plaquenil. You may have heard that. They're synonymous. The treatment was offered to 24 patients who were among the first to become infected in the southeast of France and who had voluntarily admitted themselves to hospitals for the process. Patients were given 600 micrograms per day for 10 days. They were closely monitored as the drug can interact with other medication and cause severe side effects in some cases. Very few, by the way. The side effects seem to be like negligible. Professor Renault said, we included everyone who was in agreement to be treated, which is almost everyone, I bet. Two towns in the protocol, Nice and Amiens, gave us infected patients who had not yet received treatment. They go on to say, we were able to ascertain that patients who had not received Plaquenil, the drug containing hydrochloroquine, were still contagious after 6 days, but of those that had received Plaquenil after 6 days, only 25% were contagious. Chloroquine phosphate and hydrochloroquine have previously been used to treat coronavirus patients in China in an ongoing COVID-19 clinical trials. And by the way, they've been very successful. A U.S. Antiviral drug normally used to treat HIV and another medicine that is being treated or tested to the fight, or is also being tested for the fight against COVID-19. It's successful, guys. It's working. This is the miracle that is going to stop all this.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
end of last week, and he was talking about these hopeful results, trial results, of how a French doctor charted about three dozen different patients. They all had coronavirus. And rather than the standard course, as has been going, as we look at this graph, look at the red line, at day one, day zero, essentially, everybody had 100% of the virus. And then by day six, everybody in the study had zero virus. Tell us about this possible drug combination and how hopeful you are about it.
Well, I read the study. I was stunned. Literally, a jaw dropped. I didn't know it was possible. And I started immediately trying to get in touch with this physician. He's a very well-respected French doctor. I finally got him to talk to me, believe it or not, because his wife watches the show. And he started to explain to me why he'd done this study and what it had showed. And I did the interview yesterday. We're going to air it today on my show. I was flabbergasted. He took concepts that the Chinese had been working with and some anecdotal ideas and then constructed this trial. Now, in his mind, this data is so powerful that he does not believe a randomized trial is worth it. And in France, some cities are moving forward without clinical trials. However, as a physician and in America, we feel strongly about randomized trials. So I spent the weekend working with the team at Columbia. We've crafted a study that would replicate what he did, but a true randomized trial where neither side knows what they got. And we're going to test whether these two drugs, a malaria drug plus Z-Pak, basically, can reduce the chance of you having a virus that lasts in your body more than 5 days, as we're showing in this study, and also whether it reduced the amount of virus the whole time. This doctor told me something else that was very important that he hasn't published yet. He said that the clinical outcomes were trending towards improvement. He's a very precise man. He did not want to release data until he had more. So in 10 days, we'll get that information as well. But this is a game changer, because if you can take a combination of two already existing pills, repurpose them to use for the American public to shorten the amount of time you're infectious and hopefully reduce complications, this becomes more like the flu than coronavirus. So at Columbia, again, brave folks, I'm funding the trial. We have staff that is manpowering it. These wonderful physicians already got approval for one study on Friday. I think, together with other academic centers, I spoke to the Cleveland Clinic yesterday, major centers are going to be doing this. American academia will move forward. We have one big challenge, everybody. The U.S. government has to procure enough of these pills. My biggest challenge was getting pills. And we finally, thankfully, got a couple, enough to do a trial in a couple hundred people. But America is going to want pills, because I think starting today, a lot of Americans, no matter what anyone says, are going to start taking these pills if they've got tested positive. I don't want people hoarding. Please do not take these pills and put them in your medicine cabinet and store them just in case. Desperately ill people need them. So if we're going to start using it, and it's already happening, let's start making this snowball grow.
Yeah, let's start making it grow. And everybody's all for this, aren't they? Aren't you? Yeah, the studies are pretty convincing, and that's what that article we were just talking about. That was the doctor's study, ultimately, that got across there. We're going to now go to another part of this whole story. Fake Corona COVID-19 scare. Don't you hate it when that happens? This is now from this story, it's kind of an interesting story. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see it. Hello. Amazing Polly has a video program, a YouTube channel, and all that good stuff. And she asked a whole bunch of stuff about the virus task force boss, Burks, and her Ukrainian connections. Shocking. We brought this up talking a little bit about this in both with Chris Street and also Scott Adams in the first 2 hours. So it's like a continuation of this. That it's like you were going to get this anyway. But this video that she produced, which I think was just absolutely outstanding, we're going to play it for you here momentarily. It points to the globalist in general. And, of course, it ties nicely into the whole pandemic, scamdemic, and shamdemic, as Scott Adams calls it. Because it's clearly that. And, of course, what are they hiding? It's the same old thing. We had, of course, Russia, Mueller. Then we had impeachment. And now we've got the pandemic with the whole world, right? All the globalists touching base with everybody to create this whole scam that's going on. And that's what it is. You have to call it out for what it is. It's a scam. And, of course, when you take a look at the coronavirus, you know, it's been around for a long time. And this particular one is a genetic mutant. We know that. 1988. That's what our sources, pretty important sources, have told us. And they've been able to reverse engineer or study it. And, of course, the colsequin has actually been the treatment for it. It's been out for a long time because it's been helping to treat malaria, obviously. What if it treats kuru? Might want to ask Nancy Pelosi about kuru. Anyway, so Amazing Polly produces some amazing facts. And I'm going to see if I got the right ones going on here. We are being played. This is the one that I think I saw yesterday. This is the one. We got several of these videos that are prepared by her, and I want you to listen to this one. This is going to take a while, so just kind of kick back and put your listening hats on for this one, because it's got some pretty important stuff.
I might have a bit of a boom for you today. Something I found while continuing my research into the people on the coronavirus task force. If you recall in my last video, I hope you saw it. It was all about Deborah Birx and her connection to this organization called PEPFAR. Deborah Birx was the overseer of PEPFAR, and she was the U.S. Global Ambassador on AIDS, HIV, if you can believe.
Okay, now this woman, Deborah Birx, she's pictured with Donald Trump in the background at all of his press conferences, as well as Dr. Anthony Fauci. Get the picture. And also Mike Pence. Shocking. I should bring up Mike Pence, right? So those are the players that she's referring to. So this Deborah Birx and her task force, which is part of this task force, okay, she's playing a big role here. Now listen to who she also talks to and communicates with and has communicated with on a regular basis. It's going to come down to the Ukraine, folks.
That exists. It does. She was part of CDC, and now she's part of this. She, Anthony Fauci, and Mike Pence were all part of PEPFAR. They may still be. I'm not 100% sure. But I was talking about how it was a circle of fraud between the U.S. State Department, PEPFAR, this thing called the Global Fund, and the United Nations. If you want more information on all of that, Corey Lynn over at Corey's Digs, who is just a fantastic researcher, she's writing a book about all of it right now, it turns out. And she's got chapters 1, 2, and 3 up online on her website. So she says it looks like maybe a $90 billion taxpayer dollar slush fund, all in the name of curing and treating AIDS worldwide. Well, what do you think slush funds are for? That's my boom today. We might have found one of the ways that these funds that are supposed to go to AIDS, HIV, actually go to other things, mostly just total corruption and trying to hide and entrench the corruption. Look what I found. A letter dated January 16th, 2019. It's a memo for Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch in the Ukraine from Ambassador Deborah L. Birx, MD. Subject, fiscal year 2019 PEPFAR planned allocations and strategic direction. Boom. Deborah Birx gave, well, a lot of money. A lot of money in 2019. Just when what was starting? Just when impeachment was probably getting to be on the table. They could see it coming in the future. So let's read a little bit more about this. You can see it says the U.S. government through PEPFAR is proud to partner with the people and government of Ukraine to accelerate progress towards achieving HIV/AIDS epidemic control with a bilateral investment of $200 million from fiscal year 2007 to 2018, blah, 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 stuff about AIDS treatment in Ukraine. So do the math. Between fiscal year 2007 and 2008, average of $18 million per year. What happened, though, in January 2019 to that budget? It went up. It went up to $30 million for that year. Total planning level for Ukraine plan, COP 2019, is $30 million. It's a 66% increase to Marie Yovanovitch in the Ukraine in the year of impeachment. Marie Yovanovitch was one of the star witnesses at the impeachment trial. Trump had let her go in May 2019, and she made a big deal of that, like it was retribution for something. Well, maybe it was. Maybe he saw the 66% increase in money going from PEPFAR to Ukraine, and maybe he already knew that this was a giant global slush fund. And he didn't know what that was going to be all about. He didn't like it, so maybe they started looking at Marie Yovanovitch at that time. In either case, phone call that Trump made to Zelensky, the Ukrainian prime minister, he described Yovanovitch as being bad news. So he already knew. And that's 7 months after Deborah Birx, the current front person of the coronavirus task force, gave the Ukraine a 66% HIV AIDS. Okay, so Trump perhaps was onto something when he let her go. And wouldn't you know it, into the spotlight steps Marie Yovanovitch to be a witness at the impeachment trial, saying whatever she could to lead to the impeachment of Donald Trump. I think that's a huge boom. Now, let me tell you why I think it's significant. Judicial Watch came out with this February 26, 2020. U.S. Soros-funded Ukrainian HIV charity under criminal probe for embezzlement. And the story is all about how they was supposed to go to an AIDS organization to fund the activities of a Soros-connected activist called Vitaly Shabunin. I'm not sure that's how you pronounce his name. So it says, the probe partially targets a controversial civil rights activist named Vitaly Shabunin, who operates a scandal-plagued group, also funded by Soros, called Anti-Corruption Action Center, ANTAC. This is another throwback to another video that I did called Anti-Corruption Soros. I'll put a link to that in the description box. Soros has subverted the Ukraine to an extreme degree, and he calls his activities there anti-corruption. Of course, because this is an upside-down world. So it's almost a perfect inversion of reality at this point. Let's look more at this Judicial Watch article. Now officials in the former Soviet Republic allege that a Ukrainian HIV charity that gets boatloads of money from Americans as well as Soros helped ANTAC embezzle a chunk of it, formerly known as All Ukrainian Network of PLWH. The nonprofit is now called 100% Life, and its mission is to fight for the life of people living with HIV in Ukraine's 25 regions. When we look on the 100% Life site, we find an article that says PEPFAR Ambassador Deborah Birx noted the key role of civil society in Ukraine. During the presentation of Ukraine's country plan for 2019, Deborah Birx noted the country's success in implementing the medical reform, as well as the key role of civil society in the successful implementation of the changes proposed by the state. Ukraine was represented at the meeting by a powerful delegation of CO 100% Life. What this means is that Deborah Burks was there in person. The 100% Life people and Deborah Burks were face to face. And in January 2018, Soros made this claim while speaking at Davos. Trump will disappear in 2020 or even sooner. Clearly, I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world, Soros said at the World Economic Forum event, but I regard it as purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020 or even sooner. And he closes his speech by saying, in the United States, President Trump would like to establish a mafia state, but he can't because the Constitution, other institutions, and vibrant civil society won't allow it. You see the mix then? On the one hand, we're told civil society organizations look after sick people, like with PEPFAR's AIDS program and 100% Life. But on the other hand, George Soros knows that they are used for political means. Civil society organizations, he said, won't allow Trump to win in 2020. And if he had his way, civil society would have a hand in getting rid of Trump before 2020. Well, what are some ways you might get rid of a president before the next election? I can only think of two. One is to assassinate them, and the other one is to impeach them. And there's Marie Yovanovitch getting $30 million directly from Deborah Burks's PEPFAR organization, ostensibly to fight AIDS in the Ukraine. But then we find out that AIDS money is being embezzled away from those organizations into George Soros-funded NGOs, civil society organizations. What does that look like to you? And maybe there was a little something extra in that $30 million, because that was a 66% increase over the budget from the year before. So there was a lot of extra money there. Perhaps you might have been able to pay some people to say certain things at a certain trial that might impeach Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know. I have no proof of that. But these things are looking very fishy. If you recall from Event 21, that was a coronavirus pandemic planning exercise, which was held in New York City, October 2019.
Shocking.
Go back and look at my video about it to get the full idea. But that was sponsored by Johns Hopkins University, the World Economic Forum, and Bill Gates.
I'm going to stop it right there because aren't you shocked? Just aren't you shocked by that? Bill Gates sponsoring this training on coronavirus back in last October. And who else is there? The ubiquitous John Hopkins. And, of course, everybody's got the John Hopkins chart out. The worldwide distribution of coronavirus. Problem is this. Here's the problem with John Hopkins and this whole virus thing. Here's a problem. I'm just going to point it out to you because it is a problem. The map itself doesn't truly reflect what might be going on. Shocking, right? Well, and let's just go with the numbers that it shows. We know these numbers are big numbers. No, they're not. These are not big numbers. They're very small numbers when you consider even influenza. These are worldwide small numbers. Shocking, I know. Right now, this is what they're showing worldwide at the death rate. They say it's going to go up like crazy, 15,430. That's what they're showing. And they're showing this graph of confirmed and so on. And they're showing this graph. It's just skyrocketing. Listen, this has been going on since technically October 1st. You would think that the death rate might be 250,000 or a million if you use the same numbers just reflective of the flu. In the United States, from October 1st to March 12th, which we came out March 12th and said, this is what's going on, 22,000 Americans died of the flu. That's what we know. And there would have been more. It could have been more. The numbers even talk about that. That's from our own CDC. And 15,430 worldwide since October 1st is being reported. Now, the question is, in which they're not giving us the map, shockingly, they're not giving us the map anymore. I wonder why, because we've been ragging on the map as inaccurate. And why is it inaccurate? Because, you know, when you look at the map and you look at Mexico, which, you know, doesn't have the cleanest of conditions down there, you'd think it's just ripe with coronavirus. According to what we saw yesterday, there was only like 2 deaths in all of Mexico. And there's no other incidences. There's no total confirmed. Excuse me, there may be 3 or 4. 3 or 4 total concerned. What, they have 90 million people in their south of us? They have international flights, by the way. They have international airports. And the Chinese are all over Mexico. But there's no virus down there is a problem. And then you go to India. 1.35 billion people. They've got, I think they had 2 deaths as of yesterday. Shocking. Those Indians, they just, you know, they've just got it down. They know how to stop this. How'd they know about the chloroquine? How'd those billions down there know about the chloroquine? That number does not hunt. It's not a shock that this map is a little distorted. John Hopkins provided this. Meant the same John Hopkins that you heard about in the video just now. That John Hopkins. Yeah, that's where we're going with this, guys. That's what this is all about. And, of course, is this pandemic real? You really have to look at it and say, I don't know. Maybe not so much as a real thing. Let's get back to this.
And maybe there was a little something extra in that 30 million, because that was a 66% increase over the budget from the year before. So there was a lot of extra money there. Perhaps you might have been able to pay some people to say certain things at a certain trial that might impeach Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know. I have no proof of that. But these things are looking very fishy. If you recall from Event 21, that was a coronavirus pandemic planning exercise, which was held in New York City, October 2019.
Again, October 2019. And I used the date when they knew about this in China, which was October 1st. And they're planning an exercise held in New York City on October 2019. Now listen, to plan an event on this scale takes months and months of planning in advance. Get it? I wonder where the crisis actors are in all this.
And you'll have to go back and look at my video about it to get the full idea. But that was sponsored by Johns Hopkins University.
The map.
The World Economic Forum and...
Oh, the World Economic Forum and...
Bill Gates. Davos, where George Soros made his prediction that Trump would be gone before 2020. That's World Economic Forum. Event 201, World Economic Forum. The players in their pandemic planning exercise, one of them was Stephen Redd. Stephen Redd works for the CDC.
Shocking.
He's the director of the Influenza Coordination Unit.
Shocking.
Deborah Birx, she used to be the director of CDC's Division of Global HIV/AIDS. So these guys would have a connection, strings pulled, know people in common, know the system, know how it all works. And CDC is one of the organizations that gives out money from the PEPFAR program, too. The impeachment trial was from January 16th, and it concluded on February 5th. They knew they were not going to get the votes to impeach Donald Trump. So have a look at what was going on in the background. On the very last day of December 2019, that's when the Chinese started saying that they had cases of coronavirus in their country. And then on January 20th, the CDC confirmed its first case of coronavirus COVID in the United States. On January 20th, they had their first case, they said. That's right in the middle of this. Right when they probably knew they would lose and they needed to get the pandemic warming up, simmering on the stove, start their narrative. All of this looks pretty bad at the moment to me. I mean, Trump entrusted Pence to create this task force, and Pence was on PEPFAR. And then Pence went along and selected other people from PEPFAR to lead this thing. And then we come to find out that Deborah Birx herself approved a 66% increase in the budget to Ukraine, writing a memo about it to Marie Yovanovitch in January 2019. Here's an extra $12 million in your budget this year, shocking. Totaling $30 million. Have fun with it, do what you please. And then that money, some of it, goes to this organization called 100% Life.
Shocking.
And they say they embezzled funds away from that, away from AIDS activism and AIDS charities in the Ukraine to use for what? For what? Anti-corruption activities by a guy whose organization is suspect?
Shocking.
Well, they tried. Yovanovitch gave it her all. Soros gave it his all. But impeachment failed. So I wonder, is this the next move? Event 201. Dr. Stephen Redd, who is connected to Birx through the CDC. He's connected to PEPFAR because CDC is involved in the basket of government departments which get money from it and disperse money from it. I don't know. And I'm not even sure I made myself clear here because I just found this document late last night and I've been scrambling to sort of get other pieces of the puzzle without repeating myself too much from what I've already said. But if you add together my videos about anti-corruption is the new corruption in Ukraine, all about George Soros, and then you look at the two videos I did on Event 201 pandemic planning, and then you look at the video I did, We Are Being Played, which talks about PEPFAR and the background of Dr. Birx, I think it really does add up to the possibility that this coronavirus could be a coordinated attempt to get rid of Donald Trump, to prevent him from being able to win the 2020 election, to even go so far as tanking the American economy and scaring the public to death, all to try and get rid of this man that they hate. And why do they hate him? You see, I go back and forth on whether or not we're going in a good direction or a bad direction, because is Trump trusting these people? Is he being fooled by these people? Or is he trying to trick them? Is he going to parade them in front of the whole world like he has done with Deborah Birx now? Is he going to parade them in front of the whole world and then show us all exactly how corrupt they all are? And this huge, huge theft of taxpayer money to just take and give away to whoever they want. Maybe that's happening. The reason I have some confidence that Trump is actually going to expose them in the end is because they hate him so much. They are upsetting the entire world to get rid of one man. That's what it looks like to me. Do you think Trump's onto it at all? Well, today, in the press conference, I didn't see Deborah Birx there. Maybe she came in at the end or something, but she wasn't there when I was watching. So that's something. But also, I saw Trump's face when in an earlier press conference when she was blathering on. And she said the phrase, there's just so many distractions. And here's what Trump's face did at that moment. I'll show you the little clip.
Things that don't need to be done over the next 2 weeks, don't get it done. If you're a person with an elective surgery, you don't want to go into a hospital right now. There's a lot of distraction. There's a lot of people doing a lot of other things to save people's lives. So let's all be responsible and cancel.
So is that a face that's saying, yeah, there's a lot of distractions. I'm trying to do my work and you people keep trying to impeach me. You people keep saying I'm tied to Russia. You people now are throwing a fake pandemic at me. Yeah, there's a lot of distractions. I don't know what that face means, but hopefully it means he knows all about this. Because otherwise I fear that these crazy people, these lunatics, are going to hijack billions, perhaps trillions, from the United States economy and subject us all to pseudoscience, bad science, experimental vaccines, experimental treatments, and then, of course, tank our economy, have hundreds of millions of people out of work, ruin small businesses, and perhaps destroy our way of life for a long time to come. Okay, I'm going to stop talking now. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave me a thumbs up. Please leave a comment. The comments are great. I learn a lot from them. I admit I am having... I can't keep up. I see some, but not all. But thank you, everybody who leaves them. Also, if you would like to contribute to my work financially, I have a paypal.me account. I will list the link in the description box. And
you can get the links and so on from Agenda 21 Radio. We have the whole story up there that includes the following, which I think is kind of interesting. This is the roll-in. Will Vice President Pence resign? There are many questions he must ask himself in light of recent evidence linking him to the Ukraine and coronavirus hoax. The top two questions Vice President Mike Pence might be asking himself at this time are, should I resign now, making Nancy Pelosi vice president? Should I take President Trump's offer to be the U.S. representative to the United Nations? Now, most of you don't know about that. Now you know. You just got informed that there may be a United Nations visit for Michael Pence in the future. Yeah, this is what we're dealing with here. Amazing Polly, I want to thank you very much for that video. It was excellent. And you can just go to, I'll plug it for you. You can go to YouTube and just type in Amazing Polly. She's got a whole bunch of other series. We linked the additional series in which she explains even more in more detail some really revolutionary stuff. And, of course, one of the things that's a big thing that's part of this, I'm going to have to run for a commercial here when we come back. I'll maybe be able to give you a little bit of this. But U.S. Soros-funded Ukrainian HIV charity is under criminal probe for embezzlement. And this is coming from Judicial Watch, this case. And they started this, gosh, a couple months ago. It didn't make much of a stink then, but now it's starting to make a bigger stink. And this is from Judicial Watch's Corruption Chronicles. Uh-huh. They released this. This came out February 26th, so about a month ago, is when this came out, that they filed these charges against them for corruption. And, you know, this is the world that we live in. And this may be one of the first cases that Soros is actually challenged successfully on for embezzlement. You know, it's about time we start looking at them. It says Ukrainian authorities have launched a criminal investigation into an HIV nonprofit. Hey, this is Ukrainian authorities that receives huge sums of money from the U.S. government as well as left-wing billionaire George Soros. The foreign probe exposes many of outrageous collaborative efforts between Uncle Sam and the Hungarian philanthropist. Shocking. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I want to thank everybody for being with us, and of course, I think it's kind of interesting the way the whole day has gone, don't you? especially in light of, are you ready for this? In light of this whole pandemic, scamdemic, shamdemic. Scott Adams calls it shamdemic. It's true. I think we're blowing it up right now, and there is a cure. Boy, what's going to happen when this all kind of folds over? I still think that April 16th is kind of a big day in history. Oh, that's not even here yet, is it? Oh, no, shocking. But it's going to be. It's going to be sooner than you think. And, you know, there's going to be so much exposure, as there already is. And what is wrong with Nancy? Have you ever really, I mean, we're not doctors. We don't know what's wrong with her. She shakes all the time. She's got tremors. I know she's older. I get that. I respect that. But she's doing that a long time ago when she was younger. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that one at you. We got a lot of things covered here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to thank our guest, Chris Street, of course, the co-host of Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, Scott Adams and Leonora. She wasn't on, but, you know, I got to thank her anyway. She does a great job, too. So Tori's coming up next on Red State Talk Radio, and I'm sure she's going to blow it right out of the water, too. We don't really talk to one another about our shows and stuff like that. We kind of keep it fresh amongst each other. But you know what? When we're all on the same wavelength, and we haven't talked to one another, and we have different sources, shockingly, there's something going on. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, NCS51.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.